It is November 27, 1995, several years before my colleagues and I publish our hockey stick study. Bill Clinton has been president for nearly 3 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just passed the 5,000 mark for the first time. The TV series ER, created by novelist Michael Crichton, is the top-rated show on television. In Madrid, Spain, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, is holding the final plenary meeting for the second assessment report, the purpose of which is to summarize the consensus among scientists regarding the extent of humanity's impact on Earth's climate. At a nearly identical latitude on the other side of the Atlantic, I am working on my PhD dissertation in New Haven, Connecticut. I'm oblivious to what is taking place in Madrid. I'm just trying to finish up my research in time to defend my dissertation the coming spring and begin a career as a professional climate researcher. My research at the time focused on the importance of natural variability, that is, the role of nature, not man, in explaining changes in Earth's climate. The one scientific article I had submitted for publication that touched on the topic of human-caused climate change would, ironically, a few months later be hailed by those who contest the proposition that humans play a significant role in observed climate changes. That article simply demonstrated a relatively minor inconsistency between theoretical climate model predictions and actual climate observations. I was especially interested in the role that natural oscillations in the climate system might have played in observed changes in climate during the modern observational era of the 19th and 20th centuries. My first ever article analyzing climate proxy records had just been published a week earlier. In that article, my co-authors and I showed that these natural oscillations persist over many centuries and might be more important than many scientists had acknowledged in explaining certain modern climate trends. This work, in another twist of irony, would also be celebrated by contrarians in the climate change debate, who are ostensibly unaware that both natural and human influences on climate can and almost certainly do coexist. I myself did not doubt that humans were changing the climate. The extent of evidence was already significant. I had simply chosen to focus in my research on the issue of natural climate variability. Meanwhile, back in Madrid at the IPCC plenary, a fierce argument had broken out between the scientists crafting the report and government delegates representing Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and some other major oil-exporting nations that profit greatly from societal dependence on fossil fuel energy, and, according to the New York Times, had made common cause with American industry lobbyists to try to weaken the conclusions of the report. The tussle was over whether one could state with confidence that human-caused climate change was already observable. The scientists argued that the balance of evidence suggests an appreciable human influence on climate, because only when human impacts were included could the rise in temperature over the past century be accounted for. The Saudi delegate complained that the word appreciable was too strong. He demanded weaker wording. For 2 whole days, the scientists haggled with the Saudi delegate over this single word in the summary for policymakers. They debated, by one estimate, nearly 30 different alternatives before IPCC Chair Bert Bolin finally found a word that both sides could accept. The balance of evidence suggests a discernible human influence on climate. The term discernible established a middle ground by suggesting that climate change was indeed detectable, as the scientists argued, while acknowledging that humanity's precise role in that change and its magnitude were still subject to dispute, a concession that no doubt pleased the Saudi delegate. This sentence would go on to become famous, or in some circles, infamous. The fact that 2 entire days at the final plenary were devoted to debating a single word in the report's summary gives you some idea of how contentious the debate over the reality of human-caused climate change had become by 1995.